Здравствуйте, дорогие друзья. Мы начинаем наш воскресный.
Hello, friends. We are going to start our Sunday webinar as usual in the studio. Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Dr. Leitman, hello, everyone. I'm Sasha Kozlov, and I'm singing Vinokur, and we're going to talk about how to progress through the spiritual stages. There's an open lecture in Moscow today. There's also going to be an open lecture in Kiev. Dr. Leitman, that's not what we're seeing now. Semyon, yes, that is what we're seeing. Those are the people who are in the lecture. Dr. Leitman, hello, everyone, everyone who's participating in this lecture. And we also have a lecture in Tbilisi, and also this week, two lectures in Kiev. And other than that, we also have here in Israel 1,500 people who have gathered from our group, and they are coming to a unity evening. So we're on a very special start today. And we are wishing a good spirit and warm welcome to all the beginners. Dr. Leitman, you prepared all kinds of excerpts, and I will explain them. And everyone, please prepare your questions, ask your questions. Refine us and send us links. Dr. Leitman, what Bala Sulam is saying in the teaching of the Kabbalah in its essence, that this wisdom is no more and no less than a sequence of roots that are connected by cause and consequence, which are called that they are set by fixed determined laws, and they all interweave to a single goal, known as the revelation of the Creator to His creatures. The Creator created us in this world, and we are born in this world in order to direct us to the attainment of the Creator. The attainment of the Creator takes place according to predetermined fixed laws, which gradually bring us to His attainment, His sensation, and in general, a perception, and in the end of it, adhesion with Him, meaning complete attainment of the Creator. That is all the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah, meaning other than a person in this world now, until the attainment and sensation of the Creator. There are many such terms of root and branch. Dr. Leitman, you want me to talk about that immediately? It's not worthwhile, Simeon. No, it's not worthwhile. Dr. Leitman, that is the main thing we need to know, that this wisdom was given to us for the attainment of the Creator. And who is the Creator? It's the upper force of nature, including everything else. It is the upper force, the force of nature, which is inclusive and integral, including the whole creation within itself, the whole of nature. And therefore, the attainment of this whole state gives us an opportunity to understand and to know what is happening and to integrate in all that, and also to respond in a correct way in terms of what nature does with us and what we can do with it. And all that, we can see our participation in the creation, in nature, thanks to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Meaning the wisdom of Kabbalah is the wisdom of nature. It's a wisdom of everything that was created, including the root of creation, who is the Creator. So the knowledge of this wisdom, especially in our days, is necessary for us, and we are pushed toward that in our development. That's why we develop precisely in the amplification of sufferings and lack of understanding in order to reveal him, to understand how much we need to be in connection with him, Semyon. They pressure us to attain the Creator. Dr. Lehtman, yes, we're pressured to attain him. Semyon, I cannot, out of my own desire, attain the Creator. Dr. Lehtman, if I want to attain the Creator, that is, means that I'm being pressured. Why do I need that? Suddenly, in the middle of the life, I want to attain the Creator. That's not normal. I want to do something in my life, in the framework of our world. I want to organize for myself all kinds of things. That is the usual beastly animal ego of ours. Suddenly the ego starts demanding the attainment of the upper world. That's not normal. We see the revelation of the desire toward the Creator does not happen in many people in the world. At least 10 or 20% of the population of the world, but these are really individuals. So certainly, our problem, meaning all those who feel an attraction to the attainment of the Creator and His attainment, so they feel unique. I don't know in what direction, good or bad, but they lose flavor in life, they change their values, they don't really know what to do with themselves. And here, the wisdom of Kabbalah reveals, and for them, it is a salvation for a life buoy, for whoever is drowning, and anyone can grasp onto that life buoy and see where they are. Where is that goal, that unclear, concealed goal? Where is it? So we see today that we have questions from Krasnoyarsk. Please.
Скажите, пожалуйста, страдание это есть проявление эгоизма?
Hello, a question. Suffering is the expression of the ego? Dr. Lehtman, certainly. What is suffering? Suffering is that I want something and what I want I don't have. That is called the ego, which is not full. That awakens suffering. There is other suffering, suffering out of love, where I want something good for others, and then I suffer from that in which I cannot do that. Not because this other will love me and give pleasure to me, but I want, without an answer to me, to bestow to him. Those are already different sufferings. There are altruistic sufferings and there are egoistic sufferings. We need to differentiate between them. Semyon, we go from one kind of suffering to another. Dr. Lehtman, yes, we go from suffering of ourselves to suffering for others. Sasha, we have questions on the internet. A question from St. Petersburg. In what way does the wisdom of Kabbalah influence a person in a way that he changes? And on account of what do these changes take place in a person? Dr. Lehtman, the wisdom of Kabbalah is a wisdom which describes the cascading down of the upper forces, altruistic forces which are called spiritual forces, forces of bestowal, love, non-earthly forces, opposite to earthly forces. And these forces gradate down to us. They come closer to us and then we suffer. Meaning that we suffer from that in which you could say that the Creator comes close to us. And from that, we feel the oppositeness to Him, and that's how He feels bad to us. Therefore, the gradual development of these spiritual forces of bestowal and love to us and the connection, they come close to us, and then according to our nature, we do not want that. And from here, we get this problem, which is our whole life. If we would understand the source of our suffering, where we suffer from that, in which our spiritual forces that were suffering due to those, due to our inadaptation to them, to the forces of bestowal and love, then we would feel those forces correctly. We would come into contact with them and we would feel how much they help us rise to completely new heights, spiritual qualities, spiritual degrees. And since we do not understand that here on this planet, so toward us, what happens to us is felt not as awakening for spiritual ascent, but as events that repel us, that lower us. We still need to discuss that. There are other questions? Simeon, a short question. Now, when there is this great interest in the wisdom of Kabbalah, does that mean that the Creator is coming closer? Because the period now is one of coming closer to the Creator? Dr. Lehman, when the Creator comes closer, then actually quite bad qualities, opposite qualities from an ego appear, and we suffer from those problematic qualities. We suffer from that in which there appear in us all kinds of opposed phenomena, and that is a bad feeling. That's on one hand. On the other hand, it awakens us to seek the correct connection with these forces, because nature reveals to us in a new degree, and on that degree we can start entering into a correct contact, and that is certainly not simple. Here, the wisdom of Kabbalah reveals, telling us what is happening to us. Another question? We could ask Moscow, Kiev. Dr. Lehman, we still haven't asked Moscow, so let's go to Moscow. Moscow, question. Hello. We would like to say a few opening words here. We have an introductory lecture, and as I said, there is a big interest here in the wisdom of Kabbalah. We have no seats left. We have more than 120 people here with us, and we have very mature questions. I would like to go to the first question, please.
Ну не стесняться только, товарищ, чего там?
Да, здравствуйте.
Здравствуйте.
Just don't be ashamed, friends. Question from Moscow. Hello to everyone in the studio. Question to you, Dr. Lehman. I'm very happy to meet with you. I have this question. How does Kabbalah relate to death and a person deteriorating toward death? How should a person relate to someone who is dying and all that philosophy on the topic? Dr. Lehman, there is really no philosophy here because our body is a live body and it dies when that is the behavior of every animate live body, and then it has its period when it dies. And then those elements of the body when they decompose. But our inner qualities, they remain. They do not disappear. Those inner qualities are called soul, and they, these qualities, continue living, just not in the degree of our physical world, because they have nothing upon which to dress. But outside the dressing of the physical world, in such a form we exist, and then there are incarnations, returns to new bodies. The soul does not change, meaning it doesn't disappear like the body. It just changes form to new bodies. All this theory and practice, it's taken place for hundreds of years, already 600,000 years or close to that, and there are many materials and proofs about that. The wisdom of Kabbalah discusses that on mathematic levels. In short, there is no problem here. There is a different problem in that we can, without dying in our body, we can already start feeling the world of souls. To feel it in a way where our body doesn't disturb us. And the body is not called our physical body, but our ego. If we neutralize it, we start feeling the upper world, the world of souls. And then we exist outside our physical body, meaning our whole problem is in depicting what the wisdom of Kabbalah lets us do while we're in the body. Semyon, and what about missing people who are, or pain for someone who's about to die? Dr. Leitman, there is no such thing as missing someone who died or feeling pain towards someone who is dying, because there is no place here for suffering. When we turn into feeling the soul, meaning our inner state, then we relate in a completely different way toward our animate beastly body, because we have nothing special. It's been given to us for a short period of time, only for us to shift to the souls. Who else do we have? Is there another question? Please. Since you have a special evening there. Question. Hi, my name is Ivan. I recently came back from a trip to Asia. And in Asia, I learned all kinds of tactics about attention, and from the states that I learned, I started feeling people, I started making contact with new people, strange people, I started understanding them, what they want, what I want to give them, and as much as I became more experienced in that, my sensation got better, they felt better. Maybe this is the state you talked about as Orpnimi, as the inner light. Dr. Aitman, no, sorry, it's not the same thing at all, because you're talking about psychological states and I'm talking about spiritual states. We'll start learning and you'll see that that's not the same thing. Secondly, you don't need to rise above your ego for that. You don't need to be above your nature. However, precisely such psychological exercises help you feel yourself and others. But it's not the essence of our exit from our ego. We will discuss it, but it's not what the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about. There are many methods in our world which attract people, and I recommend that you, I'm not telling you to stop working with things, but I'm saying engage in that together with the wisdom of Kabbalah, and then you will see where there is truly a serious method for exiting our ego, exiting our nature. Moscow, please, another question. Hello, my name is Valentina. I'm very concerned about the topic of the soul and the Creator. If we would have known about something before this life and we learned something and then we came back to learn something again and everything we learned up until today disappeared, do we have an opportunity in that the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealing and saying that we can attain everything and reach harmony? Do we have the right today to attain those knowledges that the wisdom of Kabbalah recommends to us? Dr. Leitman, if you would learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, then all the knowledge that you had will return to you quickly, and you would be able to feel it and grasp it because as something well-known and close to you. Just like children in our generation, you see how quickly they grasp all the technology and new things. in relation to children who would reveal the world for themselves, let's say, about 1500 or 2000 years ago. So don't worry, everything will return, and everything is built on purpose so that you would start feeling your soul in a new way. We will now turn to Kiev.
Здравствуйте, мировое кли. От вас прозвучало такое слово «могу».
Dr. Eichmann, you said that I can, that what the Creator can do, we try to feel it, we try to look at it, examine it. What can the creation do? And what does a Kabbalist feel when he's capable of doing something, if he can even reach such states? Dr. Leitman, the wisdom of Kabbalah is the attainment of the qualities of the Creator by a person who lives in our world. And to the same extent that a person in our world attains the quality of the Creator, he will be able to be like the Creator. That is all. So all that is before you, Semyon. So he can? Dr. Leitman, if he can or cannot, it all depends on him. It all depends on how much he invests himself. Sasha, we also hear that we need to. Dr. Leitman, at the end of it all, he does need to at the end of it all, but at the moment, he goes according to how much he can do. Moving on, we have questions in Novosibirsk, and also we have Minsk. They have no question. There's a question in Nur Sultan. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Hello, World Kli. Question. Can a person be many years in a klipa, in a shell, and mistakenly think that he's correct and be on the correct path, but that is not? How can we help such a friend? Dr. Leitman, if you're studying in a group that's learning according to authentic Kabbalah sources, not according to some new books, and that is the book of Zohar, the books of the Ari, and the books of Baal HaSulam and Rabash. In general, those are the sources. If you learn according to those sources, and only according to those sources, even not including my books, you can also read them, but they're not written according to the books of Baal HaSulam and Rabash. So if you learn according to these sources, then you learn the wisdom of Kabbalah. You can also engage in something else. That's your matter. But the wisdom of Kabbalah are these four sources. The book of Zohar, books of the Ari, the books of Baal HaSulam, and the books of Rabash. Or me in my books, I return on the content in a partial way of those books as much as I can. Semyon. So here there is no discussion about a klipa, a shell, if we're advancing as a group according to these sources. If we're advancing with the group with these sources, then we truly advance properly, in a gradual manner, and there is confidence that we will reach the goal. We will continue.
United Virtual Group. Их много очень этих ребят.
И в интернете много вопросов тоже.
United. Who's asking? The United Virtual Group, and there's also many questions on the internet. Let's go with the virtual group number three. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Hello, World Kli. I heard a few times the concept of an inner woman. What is it and how can I use it? Dr. Leitman, it is your inner egoistic desire, which is corrected partially. So its altruistic corrected part is called your inner woman. Let us continue. Who are we choosing? Minsk we chose. They have a question mark there. Now we have Almaty. Hello. It's very good that there is this opportunity to ask a question. We have this concern of whether it's worthwhile to toil and care for this planetary body of the Earth.
Нет, Каббала не говорит об этом совершенно, дорогая.
Care about Dr. Lightman. No, the wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't talk about that at all, my dear. The wisdom of Kabbalah talks about that in which you need to engage in the attainment of the inner purpose of yours, and then everything will reach harmony and reach the correct form of integration. You only need to be concerned about that, not to disperse into protecting the planet or the red planet. You cannot pay attention to everything, and you also don't understand the laws in that. When you yearn for the correction of your soul, then in an organic and natural way will include all the rest of the conditions for the correction of the world. Semyon, maybe we should go back to Moscow. Dr. Lightman, okay, Moscow. We have a great quantity of people who are obligating us. Please, Moscow. Hello.
The
wisdom of Kabbalah is a wisdom of nature. In school, we learned laws, physical laws, where we also learned about our thoughts, small electrical currents that can not even awaken even a certain little bridge. How can we think that our material thought, what does the wisdom of Kabbalah say about that material aspect of our thought? Dr. Lightman, I don't know, you learned that at school. That thought in and of itself is more internal than what we could research through special instruments, whether electrical currents in the mind. It's not thoughts, it's electrical current that passes from a kora or something. Thought isn't the transfer of electrical currents. Thought is within that, but and it's the external form, an external dressing of the thought, but it's not the same thing. Certainly you can also research my speech, for example, how I'm speaking with you. But if you don't understand the language of what I'm speaking with you, so then they won't understand what the matter is. Therefore, the external dressing of all kinds of our inclinations towards each other, they're not the essence of those inclinations. Girls and what, Yoshka Ola? Thank you, good afternoon. Our goal is to bring contentment to the Creator. And through love of friends, we reach love of the Creator. What does it mean to bring contentment to the friend? What contentment are we speaking about? Dr. Lightman, we're speaking about pleasure and contentment, very simply, where you do to a friend what he wants to attain. And the friend wants to attain the Creator. By doing so, you help him. That is the pleasure that you can give him. Meaning to turn into a true friend of his on the path and to bring him closer to his goal, himself. Moving on, Semyon, maybe a question from here, from YouTube. For example, a simple question. I'm a simple person, an ordinary person. I want to understand what is the benefit that I can get from the wisdom of Kabbalah. Dr. Lightman, I will tell you what the benefit is. Let's say that you exist today. You will exist for a few more years, and afterward you would leave this world without leaving anything in it, other than a bit of garbage, like all of us in our earthly lives. The wisdom of Kabbalah says differently, that you, in our world, in your life, in your period, you can attain the spiritual world, an upper, higher world, as if you are above our world, without leaving it, without dying. You simply neutralize your ego, which paints this world for you. And instead of that, you start seeing the world of forces, the world of qualities, that is called the spiritual world. forces that manage our world outside our lives, those forces are called the upper world or the spiritual world. You can discover this world and be in it already today. You can, from here, govern this earthly world of yours, of this existence, and exist in two worlds. In this situation, one, the death of your body will not be for you some tragic event that is unexpected or something special, because you would already be during your life, during this life, find connection with this eternal part of yours, with your soul. And then, in continuation, you will rise in your attainments, in the revelation of your soul, higher and higher. So it's desirable, at least a little bit, in some way, to find some connection with your eternal part. Another question from the internet. Stanislav is asking on YouTube, why is the upper force, the creator, what does it need us to attain him? Why does the wisdom of Kabbalah say that? The goal of the upper one, you can rise to his degree. Not everyone at the same time, but everyone, at least in the upcoming 200 years. In his form and in his image, that he will be as upper qualities of love and bestowal as the Creator. Certainly that's a higher goal, not a complicated one, but that is the one that we need to yearn for. Chelyabinsk. Question. There's also many friends over here. Hello. In one of the articles in your blog, you said that the egoistic desire of ours is bigger than our ego and our pride, because if it were the opposite, we would break. We would be incapable of subjugating to it. Subjugating the ego. The question is, how is the desire different to the ego? How is it bigger than the ego? Dr. Lakeman, the desire to enjoy for my own benefit on account of everyone is called ego. There is nothing other than that. This is our entire nature. It really is all of our nature. We have nothing other than that. Only a desire to enjoy from everything that we can imagine to ourselves as the source of pleasure. And we again return. Maybe we do not receive all of the groups with questions on the screens. Novosibirsk has a question. We asked them already, no? No, not yet. So, okay, Novosibirsk. They also started a new campus. Question. A question that's been disturbing me, I don't know really how to word it. There are wisdoms, sciences that engage in the mind, in thought. They say that a person builds a model of thought. Something that is understood by him. For example, if he needs to buy milk, he can already create that model of milk and then he goes and buys it. Does the wisdom of Kabbalah explain the process of thinking in the mind? Baal HaSulam says that there are five senses where you have sensors and they receive information, but what is with this system that creates an opinion? Dr. Lightman, this system exists under the desires, subconsciously. I will tell you, that's actually my first profession, biocybernetics. I finished university on that topic. So what do I want to say? The wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't engage in that. It doesn't engage in activities of the mind. The mind as this calculating mechanism. The wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't engage in our muscles, in our memory systems. It engages only in the soul. The soul is called our desire. Desire. This desire is not divided according to the parts of our body. It's not in our head. Listen to what Becht River says. In Russia, there are all kinds of experts on this topic, and they say things that are very close to the wisdom of Kabbalah. I would happily listen to or read things that they're promoting. So again, the wisdom of Kabbalah engages only in desire. Because the essence of every creation is desire. Desire is created by the Creator. And this desire can be directed only at itself, that is called egoistic, or with the help of the force of the Creator, this desire changes in us to bestowal toward others, an altruistic desire. That is all. There are no other options. According to the vector of the changing desire from for myself to for others, there we start feeling a different world, an upper world, an opposite world. And then we start understanding how everything exists, how we...
We
get signals, etc. That's what's left for us. It's nothing related to matter, the mind. We don't deal with that in the wisdom of Kabbalah because it doesn't interest us. What interests us is the raw desire. The desire that still has not become dressed in some matter, that hasn't imprinted itself in some matter. That's the form by which we study the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that's what we acquire in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Minsk. We don't hear you? Are you here? Yes. Question from Minsk. Hello. The question, in the previous webinar you said that all the inclinations need to be in the 10, and in work and in home. At home, you need to remain like everyone. That disturbed me a bit. We even continued discussing that before the lesson today. Can you explain a bit about that so it'll be more understood? Dr. Leitman, I can explain that. Since all spiritual changes of mine I can solve only in a society of people, of my people who have the same goal and who help each other in the attainment of that spiritual goal, which is the quality of mutual bestowal. And in my work, I am among normal people of my world, normal egoists, who I cannot discuss these topics with, and it's also not worthwhile. You don't need to corrupt them, and I don't need to let them corrupt me. I speak on their degree that they like talking about. If I can participate with them in such talks, so I do that, and not in the other way. That is all. So there's no problem here. Be among people like them, and among your friends, be together with them in a tight, internal, heartfelt connection. Among them, yearn for the quality of bestowal, the quality of mutual bestowal called the Creator. That's what will reveal in you. Azerbaijan. We have our friend. Hello, good afternoon. Question from Azerbaijan. Question. As is known to you, those corporeal pleasures that we receive, we receive them through the center of the pleasure in the mind. Food, pleasures, sex, etc. Researchers on this topic say that Spiritual experience also passes through that center of pleasure. The question is, how can we differentiate between the pleasures that we receive precisely from the Creator, from the upper worlds, and normal pleasure? Dr. Reitman, we receive all pleasures from the Creator. It doesn't matter what pleasures they are, negative as if pleasures or good pleasures, either pleasure from that in which we bestow to someone or pleasure in that we rob someone. It's all through the same system. The entire question is what happens with us. Does it bring us closer to the Creator or does it distance us from the Creator?
Москва.
And there's no other difference than that. Moscow?
Dr. Roy.
Hello.
Dr. Lightman.
Да.
Dr. Lightman.
Такой вопрос.
Dr. Lightman, yes. Question from Moscow. I have this question. I was born with a desire to bestow. For me, it's normal. But when I got to know the wisdom of Kabbalah, I understood that I'm confused. I started feeling my life as incomplete. My question is whether the wisdom of Kabbalah knows whether there is movement in an opposite direction, meaning a return to exit from that, because I do not succeed. So what can I do? Dr. Leitman, our dear friend, did you read our books? I discuss it there. People who come to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah, after a short period of time, they start feeling themselves as corrupted, egoistic. Beforehand, they thought that they are altruistic, that they're in the air, spiritual, etc. And all of a sudden, they understand that no, they're not that way at all. And that really does, that's the truth that starts illuminating to you, the upper light that illuminates to you, and it illuminates in this conscious and unconscious way to tell you that you're an egoist. That's very good. That is called the revelation of truth, the revelation of evil, the evil in your nature. That is the first degree in the attainment of your nature. Sasha, from the truth, Dr. Leitman, you hear that. Semyon, that's the question. What will be next? Dr. Leitman, next is to continue intensively forward, and then you will understand that this thing that you built, this image that you built as good as the world, you'll immediately see that you are the worst thing.
Появится возможность что-то с этим сделать.
Конечно.
А то так можешь застрелиться прямо.
Нет. Саша. And then you'll have the opportunity to do something with that, so that we don't just commit suicide. Dr. Leitman, no one here is committing suicide. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's not that simple. Nobody here commits suicide. Volga Virtual Group, please. Hello, Dr. Leitman.
Почему Творец хочет?
Hello. My question. Why does the Creator want me to feel more and more the oppositeness to him? Dr. Leitman, the Creator doesn't want anything. We just say this thing about the Creator, that he is absolute, that he will not change. In the influence of your studies in the wisdom of Kabbalah, you awaken upon yourself the upper light. It illuminates upon you, and you feel yourself as being different each time in a way that is closer and closer to the truth. That means that you feel yourself as more and more egoistic and weak and incapable of resisting any desire of yours, etc. That is a very necessary process, and it will continue in that you come to people who are close to you in the group, and then you will be able to draw to yourself the upper light, and it will raise you, it will purify you, and it will reveal in you a second nature, a nature itself, nature of bestowal and love. And then there will come into you these two forms of nature, reception and bestowal, hatred and love. And then with those two legs, you will progress. to your success in that. Sasha Moscow is asking to ask a question. Moscow, can I ask a question? Good afternoon. The person went through a difficult sickness and survived. And he's suffered a lot. Does that mean that he came closer to the Creator? Dr. Leitman, in principle, such sufferings do bring a person closer to the Creator. However, they do not bring a person closer in truth, but they bring him closer toward that in which he accepts his state, his opportunities in a serious way. Nobody comes closer to the Creator thanks to sufferings. That's an incorrect method. The Creator doesn't need our suffering at all. On the contrary, He wants a person to be happy from that in which the world was created, for the Creator, for the person in this world, and for the opportunity to progress, to come closer to the Creator. So in no way do not submit to suffering and do not enter them. That is not an attitude to the Creator. On the contrary, we need to try to feel ourselves constantly in a field which is positive and good of the Creator's. So if a person suffered some pains, they need to teach him not to enter such states anymore. Semyon, but from such suffering, a person comes to a question of what is the meaning of life. Dr. Leitman, the question what is the meaning of life is just a question of what will stabilize a person in order to clarify to him why is he alive. But in no way he should not enter suffering and self-consumption. In no way. The Creator doesn't need that. And on the contrary, it distances a person from the person. He feels that he's becoming purer thanks to his suffering. He purifies himself with the suffering. That's incorrect. That's not the point of observation of the wisdom of Kabbalah. Perhaps many religions bless such a method, but that's not the wisdom of Kabbalah. Question, and in that he suffers. He doesn't think about it, it just happens to him. He doesn't think that he is sick and suffering. It's just happening by itself, the disease. It's not dependent on the person. I'm talking about only the attitude. Dr. Leitman, no, suffering themselves do not purify the person. They only push the person to a decision which is more accurate. A person who suffers, it brings no outcome. He needs to make a correct choice and act as he needs to. He will not rise above his ego through suffering. Suffering have never purified a person from his ego. They only reject a person from using his ego because he's afraid of suffering. But it's not change, it's not transformation, it's not correction of a person in order to use the ego correctly. And I wanted to ask Kharkov, please. Hello, Dr. Leitman. I study the wisdom. I went through many changes in my life, changes of my values. But in the Africa Congress, in the second lesson, you said that when you teach the wisdom of Kabbalah, you don't need to go through many things physically, that you can, in any case, feel fulfillment in the desire. Please tell me. I always thought that you need to understand desires anew. How can I relate to the fulfillment of my desires in a corporeal way? Dr. Leitman, I didn't really understand your short story, but I'll just say one thing. A person who starts learning the wisdom of Kabbalah is really ready to lower his demands for this life to a normal, ordinary degree. There is food, there is some corner there, there is some family, something normal, not to leap forward. Leaping forward, he saves that for his spiritual attainment, to go towards revelation. Everything else is temporary. It will all come and go. The wisdom of Kabbalah helps a person direct himself correctly toward the value in this life that he can attain.
Plovdiv, please.
Question. What is the connection between the Creator, thoughts, and desires? Dr. Lightman, the Creator is the upper force, the source, from which we receive everything, from the Creator. They come in two directions to us. Desire and thought. Desire we feel in our heart, and thought we feel in our mind. The Creator governs our desires and thoughts, what is called the body, heart, and mind. We, in our correct work, in our mind and in our heart, need to respond correctly to the Creator. That is all. Everything in a simple way. We need to gather and direct our heart and thoughts correctly to the Creator, and then we will reach His revelation in heart and in mind. We'll continue. Sasha, Krasnodar and also Moscow are asking questions. Krasnodar. Hello, Dr. Lehtman. I have a great confusion in relation to the Creator, especially in relation to bringing Him contentment. This entire topic of a person's connection with the Creator, there's a feeling that it is a kind of religion. I really fall into it. It is the Middle Ages like that. Dr. Lehtman, it's not religion. Why religion? The Creator is the general force of nature in which we live, which includes within itself all the physical phenomena, chemical phenomena, all kinds of laws. That is called the Creator. Question. I'm asking, bringing contentment to the Creator, because contentment is called fulfillment of the vessel, of the kli. Dr. Lehtman, yes. Question. And the deficiency of fulfillment is suffering. So is the Creator inside me? Because only I have the vessel, so the Creator is also inside me. Dr. Lehtman, it truly is the case. I am happy that you came to such a conclusion. Question from Krasnodar. And from that, to bring contentment to the Creator, the intention is that I will direct myself toward the quality of bestowal and love, toward the correct system. Dr. Lehtman, yes, right. The entire world is within us. Everything outside of us, there is nothing there. Read what the wisdom of Kabbalah tells you about the perception of reality. We only grasp what is within our perception and sensation. Where is the entire space? Space is in sensation, in our consciousness. And you also are in your consciousness. There we attain everything, and it's not strange, and it doesn't contradict. Read our books about the perception of reality. It's something interesting. Semyon, Moscow. Okay, we'll go back to Moscow. Question. Hello. It's true that today I understand that I exist, and that gives me an opportunity to find myself in this world. And when I learn your articles or your videos, when I learn from your articles or your videos, I learned that the attainment of the Creator is adhesion with Him. And then I'm afraid a bit in that if I come closer to the Creator and adhere to Him, I will disappear. Why am I afraid of that, and what is adhesion? Dr. Lehtman, adhesion is attained when your ego disappears. It lowers in its strength, in its importance. And then the importance of the quality of bestowal appears, which we call the Creator, where that starts becoming ruling over your desires and thoughts, meaning the quality of bestowal, the quality of connection, the quality of love with everyone, toward everyone, toward everything outside of myself. That is the quality that brings you closer to the Creator. That is a spiritual quality. So if you start feeling that this quality already reveals in you, that means that you're on the correct path. Sasha, she's also asking whether she loses her individuality by doing so. Dr. Leitman, no, you don't lose your individuality, because this quality that you acquire also comes from your ego, but it's opposite to it. Another question from Moscow. Question. Hello, my name is Alexander. I wanted to ask, how can I understand that I'm moved by my ego and moved by love? Let's say I have a conflict with someone or an argument with someone. Maybe that conflict could come out of good intentions, or is it my ego that's moving me? How do I decide that correctly? Dr. Leitman, to decide correctly, for that you need a special kind of preparation. How is it possible to understand whether I have altruistic inclinations or altruistic thoughts or desires? For that, you need to be in a group among your friends, to be in what is called a 10. When you try among yourselves to direct yourselves to mutual bestowal, and then you'll start feeling how you're not adapted to that, not suitable for that, and only then will you start becoming aware of the evil, where you're very far away from spirituality. That all depends on the work in the group, where you, together with your friends who are also longing for the quality of bestowal, for the attainment of the revelation of the Creator, where you start developing that quality, then you start seeing that you're not distancing yourselves from it, that you're not in a direction towards it. Until then, you will see that you have nothing spiritual. Another question, Sasha, another question maybe from Moscow, and then we have a question from Vilnius. Hello. We are many people here today, and we have a question from a person who moved close to our center. We pay attention in our lives to
нежелание ощущать, что происходит с другим человеком. Возможно ли
that people become more indifferent to each other? Is it possible to stop that, to maybe to make certain requests or discussion among people for that? Dr. Leitman, no, there's nothing you can do about that. These are laws of the ego's existence, which develop in us more and more. They grow, become overblown, more energetic, and more terrible. And that will continue until we, at the end of it all, decide that we need to rise above it, otherwise we will not survive. And rising above the ego, we can do so only with the wisdom of Kabbalah. We would not be able to do anything else about the discussed topic. We would need to acquire this wisdom in order to rise above the ego, in order to receive the second quality of altruism. And in the correct qualities, these correct different qualities in us, to make a correct communication. And between them, between the negative and positive, egoistic and altruistic qualities, to reveal the upper world. Is that all, or do we have some announcements? Sasha, we have announcements from Kiev. They wanted to remind us that this week they're going to have two open evenings, two open lectures, inviting people to their campus. Today, Moscow had an introductory lecture. In Tbilisi, it's going to happen this evening. Great, Dr. Leitman, great. Try to organize such classes for the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah in your areas. If you explain about the wisdom of Kabbalah to people, then it doesn't matter what they do afterward. It already goes on your account. It's like systems of investment. You invite people into the wisdom of Kabbalah, and everything that they attain and receive will also belong to you, because through you, to them, will pass the upper light. Thank you all for your participation. All these cities and countries, Germany, Czechoslovakia, Poland, Krasnodar, Berlin, and many, many, many friends who have participated. I'm very happy. I embrace you all, and let us see you next Sunday. To your success. Bye.